Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Path to Maturity, Bible Bits from 2 Timothy. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 to 18, Guard Spiritual Life. There are usually warning labels on products that may endanger our physical health. Well, what about things dangerous to spiritual health? It would be great if bad ideas came with warnings. Many Christians have been consumed by cancer started by poisonous teachings. The Apostle Paul understood this sad reality, and he gave Timothy some strong instructions in our text, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 to 18. Like a warning label, what to avoid, the source of the danger, why to avoid it, the effect of the poison, how to avoid it, the handling of the poison. Christians must guard their spiritual life as carefully as they need to protect physical life from every harm. We need to be reminded of things we should already know and be encouraged to action. How do we guard our spiritual life? Our text provides three instructions to follow in 2 Timothy chapter 2. First, what? Avoid destructive distractions. Verses 14 down to verse 16, the first part of it. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and idle babblings. What's he saying? Well, avoid useless arguments, striving, wasting time and energy on things that don't edify, that don't build up. Avoid speaking or talking about things that are void of religion, things that are profane, and any relationship to God. What types of things do we usually argue about? Think about that. Avoid empty chatter or babblings, it says. Godless, wicked speech or discussions that are without any spiritual character, that are unable to lead someone to salvation, that are incapable of producing Christian character. The Apostle Paul essentially told Timothy that all the noise is just hot air. And he told Titus the same thing in Titus 3:9. But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. And so that's the what. Second, why? Well, to keep distractions from becoming plagues. Talked about cancer in those first verse. In the second part of verse 16, it talks about cancer. For they will increase to more ungodliness, verse 17, and their message will spread like cancer. These distractions end up replacing the truth of Scripture with deception and lead to more and more ungodliness. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They work to destroy faith in others. Why is faith destroyed? Well, verse 18 of our text, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. The true basis of the hope of eternal life is removed, the resurrection. We should be telling people less of what we think and more of what God thinks. The Bible is inerrant. No errors at all. The Bible is infallible. It's always right. The Bible is inspired, and its inspiration is verbal. The Holy Spirit did it all. The inspiration is plenary. It's the standard for everything and authoritative in every area. But you say, it doesn't shake my faith to learn that the Bible isn't inerrant and infallible, doesn't it? If it's wrong in one place, it might be wrong elsewhere. How do we know what's right and what's wrong? It is irresponsible for a pastor or a teacher to mix worldly concepts with the truth of Scripture. It will spread like cancer through the church. And why? Because pastors and teachers are trusted and they're influential. It is one of the two reasons we stray from God's word. I could say it's one of two reasons we stray from God's word. Either arguments to justify my lifestyle, if it's alcohol, gambling, abortion, promiscuity, or arguments to explain things hard to understand. Creation, judgment, hell, suffering. And then the third is, so it's the what, it's the why, and then the third is how. How? Well, avoid plagues by serious study. The second part of verse 17 and verse 18. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. We're called to seek God's approval, not the world system or other men. Do our children know the Bible better than academics? If not, we failed before the Lord. Christ-like character is far more important than knowledge. 2 Peter 1:5 reads, "But for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge." If you notice the divine order here, more important than anything is faith. A relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Salvation. The next priority is not to begin gathering knowledge. Rather, it's building Christ-like character in your life. Then comes knowledge. And knowledge of God's word ahead of the world's knowledge. Our priorities are exposed by how we spend our time. Will this activity matter in 10 years? Will this activity matter for eternity? Spiritual growth and character development are important. Searching for God's wisdom versus the world's philosophies. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Wisdom is learning to apply biblical truth accurately. Knowledge is not enough. Application is necessary. Scripture is a powerful weapon. It's referred to as the sword, but it must be used properly. Only practice produces effectiveness in handling it. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 talks about how powerful the sword is. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The responsibility of leading others is very serious. Are we pointing others to Jesus Christ and God's word? Are we giving our opinions instead of the truth of the Bible? People naturally put trust in people. Are you letting them lift you up? Hymenaeus and Alexander were leading others astray because they had already been led astray themselves. we must continually re-examine ourselves for straying. Let Scripture stand alone. That's a warning. When I'm having difficulty accepting biblical truth and principles, it usually is due to sin on my part. You think about that, and you have a great day.